Things to Make and Do, Feast of the Prophets. And you'll probably need assistance with this. Receive the pleasing word of God and feast upon His love. Jacob chapter 3, verse 2. And we have a number of different plates with different quotes from different prophets. Each plate holds a teaching, an experience, or a revelation from a prophet, ancient or modern. Some quotes are very short, some are longer. Each is a spiritual feast that can nourish your spirit. Remove the page and attach it to the refrigerator with magnets. Choose the first dish you wish to enjoy, read the scripture on it, and apply it to your life. If you wish, put a magnet on that plate as a marker. If you sample one dish a day, there are enough to last the month of August. But you may choose to feast a week, a month, or even longer on some of them. Strive to apply your new understanding to your daily life. Invite the rest of your family to the feast too. If you do not understand something you read, ask a parent to explain. When you have savored every dish thoroughly, you can recycle them into a game. Glue the whole page to heavy paper or poster board and allow it to dry. Then cut out each dish. Divide them randomly among your family members. The first player secretly chooses one of his or her dishes and tells a story about someone with a problem that can be solved by that prophet's advice. Each player in turn lays down the dish from his or her own hand that comes closest to solving the problem and explains why. The first player lays his dish down last, and everyone discusses how the problem has been solved. Then another family member chooses a dish, and so on. Continue until all the dishes have been used. Enjoy. Note, all quotes are from the Latter-day Prophets except for Joseph Smith and Harold B. Lee. They're all taken from the information given on the backs of pictures 507 through 515 and 517 through 520 in the Gospel Art Kit. End of note. Plates. Lehi. Men are that they might have joy. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 25. Howard W. Hunter. We should at every opportunity ask ourselves, what would Jesus do? And then be more courageous to act upon the answer. Alma the Elder. Mourn with those that mourn, yea, and comfort those that stand in need of comfort, and stand as witnesses of God at all times and in all things and in all places. Spencer W. Kimball. Put your shoulders to the wheel. Lengthen your stride. Heighten your reach. Increase your devotion. John the Beloved. Let us love one another, for love is of God. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. Mormon. Everything which inviteth to do good and to persuade to believe in Christ is sent forth by the power and gift of Christ. Wherefore ye may know with a perfect knowledge it is of God. But whatsoever thing persuadeth men to do evil and believe not in Christ and deny Him and serve not God, then ye may know with a perfect knowledge it is of the devil. Moroni chapter 7, verses 16 through 17. James, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. James chapter 4, verse 7. Brigham Young, it matters not whether you or I feel like praying. When the time comes to pray, pray. If we do not feel like it, we should pray till we do. Gordon B. Hinckley, I plead with our people everywhere to live with respect and appreciation for those not of our faith. We can and must be respectful toward those with those teachings we may not agree. Moses, thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet. Exodus chapter 20, verses 15 through 17. Paul, children, obey your parents in the Lord. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. George Albert Smith, I would be a friend of the friendless and find joy in ministering to the needs of the poor. I would not seek to force people to live up to my ideals, but rather love them into doing the thing that is right. I would not knowingly wound the feeling of any, not even one who may have wronged me, but would seek to do him good and make him my friend. Malachi, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. Alma the Younger. Have ye spiritually been born of God? Have ye received His image in your countenances? Have ye experienced this mighty change in your hearts? Alma chapter 5, verse 14. Moroni. And when ye shall receive these things, I would exhort you that ye would ask God the Eternal Father in the name of Christ, if these things are not true, and if ye shall ask with a sincere heart, with real intent, having faith in Christ, He will manifest the truth of it unto you by the power of the Holy Ghost. Moroni chapter 10, verse 4. King Benjamin, if I, whom ye call your king, do labor to serve you, then ought ye not to labor to serve one another? And behold also, if I, whom ye call your king, do merit any thanks from you, oh, how you ought to thank your heavenly King. Mosiah chapter 2, verses 18 through 19. Joseph Smith. We believe in being honest, true, chaste, benevolent, virtuous, and in doing good to all men. 13th Article of Faith. Lorenzo Snow. It is our duty to improve each day and look upon our course last week and do things better this week. Do things better today than we did them yesterday. John Taylor. Treat one another aright. Have you sinned one against another? Then go make restitution. Have you spoken unkindly to your brother or sister? Then go and acknowledge your wrong and ask to be forgiven, promising to do better in the future. Jacob. And he commandeth all men that they must repent and be baptized in his name, having perfect faith in the Holy One of Israel, or they cannot be saved in the kingdom of God. 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 23. Joseph F. Smith. If the saints obey this counsel, holding family home evening, we promise that great blessings will result. Love at home and obedience to parents will increase. Faith will be developed in the hearts of the youth of Israel, and they will gain power to combat temptations. Harold B. Lee. Look to the president of the church for your instructions. If there is a conflict, you keep your eyes on the president if you want to walk in the light. The Teachings of Harold B. Lee, page 532. Enos. I kneeled down before my Maker, and I cried unto Him in mighty prayer and supplication for mine own soul, and all the day long did I cry unto Him. Yea, and when the night came, I did still raise my voice high, that it reached the heavens. Enos, chapter 1, verse 4. Ezra Taft Benson. Let us continually reread the Book of Mormon, so that we might more fully come to Christ. Be committed to Him, centered in Him, and consumed in Him. Wilford Woodruff. We are expecting to live together forever after death. I think we all as parents and children ought to take all the pains we can to make each other happy as long as we live, so that we may have nothing to regret. David O. McKay. Every member a missionary. Heber J. Grant. Keep the commandments of God. That is my keynote speech. Just those few words. Keep the commandments of God. Isaiah. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, and with his stripes we are healed. Isaiah chapter 53, verses 3 through 5. Samuel the Lamanite. Behold, ye are free, ye are permitted to act for yourselves. God hath given unto you that ye might know good from evil, and that ye might choose life or death. Helaman chapter 14, verses 30 through 31. Nephi. I will go and do the things which the Lord hath commanded, for I know that the Lord giveth no commandments unto the children of men, save he shall prepare a way for them that they may accomplish the thing which he commandeth them. 1 Nephi chapter 3, verse 7. Joseph Fielding Smith. Be true to every trust. Honor thy father and thy mother. dwell together in love, be modest in your dress, overcome the world, and do not be led astray by the fashions and practices of those whose interests are centered upon the things of this world. End of Feast of the Prophets. Fun stuff.